Sam Martin and I came from McLuhan today. I was a student of the University of Vitas and McLuhan. And I'd like to say to that previous speaker that the people are the power in this country, not the government. And I'd like to say, because we are the people, and what's going on is wrong. So if the people stand up, the discrimination and the racism will stop. I'd like to just say, I have a petition here, it's signed by over 4,000 people in Athlone, which we're going to hand in today, and I'd like to see those people, especially Elizabeth and Yabo, reunited with their children who are in hiding in the Midlands. Thank you.
And to all of you probably, my friend Kieran O'Reilly from the Pitstock Plowshares.
Thank you, and congratulations for coming out today to speak truth to power. I'm from the Dublin Catholic Worker, and if the Holy Family had been deported from Egypt, the New Testament would have been a very short story. So you're most welcome here. My father is from Clara in Offaly, and he immigrated to Australia. And as has been pointed out by many of the speakers, I think that the Irish are everywhere, and it's no surprise to when it comes to Ireland. And in some ways we're a terrible guest in Australia in terms of the Aboriginal people there, we decimated them. And now we're a terrible host when people turn up in Australia running away from wars that we've created in Afghanistan, Iraq and elsewhere. A lot of them are locked up in the outback in detention centres run by Wackenhut. But there are great Australians as well, hospitable Australians and Australians aware of their history as newcomers to that old continent. And a lot of them will be going to Baxter Detention Centre this weekend after they pulled the fences down at Woomera and freed refugees who've been locked up there for years, charged with nothing. They've replaced it with Baxter Detention Centre and built an electric fence facing outwards, so hopefully there won't be too many hippies on the fried on the wire there this week. But the rich and powerful have always been able to move around this globe with their money, without any obstacle. It's only ordinary people like you and me and others that they try and stop and control. So, Pam Millerfortune, thank you.
It's very, very true. Now, I believe Cunley's uncle would like to say something.
Hello, everyone. I want to seize this opportunity to thank every one of you for being present here. I really appreciate it. Kunle used to live with me for at least a year, and he's a very good lad. He's like a brother to me. I choose him to be my blood brother. I know his family background, and I know definitely he was, you know, being shot in Africa before. I saw the wound myself. And I saw, you know, when he was going to Martha Hospital for X-ray, and they confirmed it, like he's been shot, you know, twice. He's still carrying bullets in his body. So I just want to, you know, plead with Minister for Justice to think, have a rethink, so that, you know, Kunle can be back, because he's a very serious guy with his studies. Even when I woke up 3 a.m., I saw Kunle with his book. I just want Madowe to think about, you know, his education and bring him back. Thank you.
Now, I believe there's someone from Pave Point who would like to say a few words. Pave Point, for those who don't know, is the supporters of the Irish travelling community, and that's where the first racism in Ireland was apparent. And we have supported travellers, and we always will.
Thank you.
They do very valuable work.
Hi everybody, just wanted to say on behalf of Pavey Point Traveller Centre how as part of a group that, as we were saying, have suffered racism for many years in Ireland, how happy we are to support and show our support and solidarity for this march. And I hope that we can continue to do so as everybody that's here, and that the movement will keep growing until these deportations stop. Thank you.
Thank you. I've only just seen him in the crowd. He's a member of Residents Against Racism, and he has been in, has been in receipt of one of those terrible letters of deportation. Obi, would you like to say a few words? And Obi was a political agitator in Nigeria.
Thanks very much, Adondo. Are you getting me?
Yes.
Okay, thanks very much. I'm very, very happy for the crowd here. It's really a surprising. And it shows there is still hope in the midst of injustice, in the midst of inequalities in this our world, there is still hope. I thank people who have gathered here today. It shows that victory for the justice is still important. Not the justice we have here today. Not the justice that brought us here today. For somebody to be deported, it is not justice that people said there is democracy in Africa. There is Nigeria is democratized. Whereas Obasanjo is here. Whereas Nigerian embassy is issuing the deportation letter for somebody. Whereas today, Obasanjo, there is no freedom of press in Nigeria. People died in the name of armed robbers. There is, I want to say it, and I will continue to say it, there is no worse government in Nigeria I have ever witnessed worse than Obasanjo regime.
Yes.
I say, people don't want to hear it. Abacha, Babangida regime, we are far better than Obasanjo regime. Today, journalists are not allowed to write things in Nigeria. Today, many people are being imprisoned. We have political prisoners, more than we had during the Abacha regime. Then how can we say it? Are we democratic? It is democraduras we have. Yes, Mathieu said that Nigeria is free. There are indicators. If somebody say this country is democratic, there is an indicator to show that this is there is a good governance in that country. I want Nigerian ambassador. I want whoever that is Nigerian ambassador, who is representing Nigeria, to come in a debate with me. I'm inviting RTE. I'm inviting religious in Ireland to invite Nigerian ambassador to come into a debate with me. Let's debate it whether Nigeria is democratized or not. I have indicators, and there are human rights indicators to show, there are international indicators to show that whether a country is democratized or not. We are planning to send people to Angola. We are planning to send deport people to Congo. And what is going on in Congo Kinshasa today? What is going on in Angola today? Nigeria, Congo, Angola is a paradise for business, for those who are interested in the petroleum and diamond. We know what is going on in Sierra Leone today. But for the human rights abuses, it is a nightmare. For the human rights activists, it is a nightmare. So I thank everybody. Whoever that tells you that these people, there is a freedom in Nigeria, Congo, Kinshasa, Angola, say no. And you will say it by coming out in a massive to support people during the demonstration. Thanks a lot, sir. May God bless all.
Thank you. Any more petitions anywhere? Let's hand them in to the Minister of so-called justice, so-called equality, and reforming laws in quite the wrong way.